Guys, this is the tier three behind the wall Max A hearing of Pavle Stanimirovich. This is something you'll never hear ever. And I'm going to do the best as possible to get this digitized so we could share it. And I hope you guys get to hear everything, because this is a regular tape, and I hope we can hear it. Okay, so enjoy. That's the first violation. They're not supposed to have anybody else in the room for training purposes.
Sergeant Hillman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That you're
She didn't know what to do. She shut off the tape. That's the first violation. She wasn't allowed to do that. No.
Is that correct?
No, not guilty.
This, I'm sorry. I did write not guilty. Can I have you sign?
Yes.
She already had bias by coming in saying that I was guilty. That's another violation. I'm a good lawyer. This is how I beat this case. I had Sergio Perez help me with this.
Do you have any defense or statement of explanation to make regarding this, the charges and the misbehavior report?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. First, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes.
Okay. Is it not a fact, in order for a disciplinary action to take place, that two urine tests must be conducted?
Yes.
I would like to put on the record and bring to your attention that the second test is not mine. The fact
they didn't think Bruce Culler was going to be in the room.
What is your correct
number?
Watch the signs. Shuts off the tape again, another violation. Doing an investigation on record, off the record, improper.
It is now 3:45. At this point, I will, 2:45, excuse me. I will adjourn the hearing so we can check on the paperwork, and then we will get back to that. The time is now 10 after 3, February 9th, 8th.
All because of rats. Bringing in more witnesses. Greenhaven is a Max A where John Gotti was locked up.
Objected that. Being that, Second test done on 2105 at approximately 6:46 p.m. states 9301-5597. On the pad for the machine, the 9 and the 0 are in close proximity, and I can state that what I probably did was hit the 9 instead of the 0.
Objection. You said probably, so you made a mistake. You're saying so? Ma'am, yes.
Yeah, I just, in this particular case, I hit the 9 instead of the 0.
Well, sir, in this particular case, this is an analysis. There's no room for error in your analysis whatsoever, especially when it comes down to identification number. This is a very serious matter. That right there does not identify me as being my urine. That is not my ID number. That's the only thing that can identify me. You said you made a mistake. Well, sir, Officer Cuttish, as I said, there is no room for mistakes. This is a very serious matter. My life is in your officer's hands right now. And if you made a mistake with that, you could have made a mistake with the positives and the negatives and all this other stuff. The whole test would be a mistake. Your first test would be a mistake.
What is the procedure? Ma'am? You test so you know that this is the urine.
There are also a number of areas where the DIN numbers are recorded on Appendix D out of the directive and also in the refrigerator logbook, which would clearly show that this was the correct urine and the test was performed in the correct manner.
I object to that. See Directive 4937B, obtaining the urine specimen, page 2, paragraph 2 and 3. Security or medical staff shall hand to the inmate the specimen bottle with the inmate's name and number, the date, and any other relevant identifying information. This information shall be typed or written in any indelible ink. The inmate shall be asked to acknowledge that information on the label is correct, which I did. Please turn to Test 2, computer printout for opiates test. The ID number for Test 2 are 93015597. Please note that these are not my ID numbers. The ID numbers on this test results are not the numbers that I verified to be mine on this urine specimen that I gave to Officer Hutchinson on 01-30-05. Now, if you can please turn to Appendix B, Form 2083.1, Renounced Procedure Form, Test 2. At the bottom of this form, Operator M. Cuttis, signature and dated 020105 states the following. I certify that the above is true and correct, and that I am certified by the civil company on the ETS. This operator has certified that the identification numbers 93015597 in Test 2 are true and correct. And I have stated for the record that the ID numbers 93015597 identifying the urine test or on sample on the Test 2 are not mine. And since there wasn't a second test done with my ID numbers, identifying the urine specimen, there cannot be a positive result for opiates. Directive 4937, page 3, paragraph.
Okay. Test number 1 has your corrected number. Test number 2 has your corrected number.
Ma'am, I would like to, this is Appendix B. Officer Cuttis, you wrote this by hand?
Does it look like it's typed?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm asking a question for you. Right.
Okay.
Please ask.
It is both printed and signed.
certificates, it states 250. The cutoff calibrator is 367. The cutoff is done twice, and then the average rate is printed down there. It's 367. And then the high rate is 461, and the opiate rate for the high is 461.
Yes, sir, I understand that. But the question that I'm asking is where you got all this information, the calibrator, the cutoff, the negative, the cutoff, and high calibration rates you got from the computer printer. Am I correct?
Yes, these are the calibrators. This comes out of the machine.
Correct. And on Appendix B, Form 2083.1, you have a time of result tested positive for opiates. Where did you get that information from?
That comes from the printout that comes from the machine. If you look down on the bottom, it's on 2105. 6:40, 6 p.m.
And sir, you see my identification number on that sheet?
I answered that question previously.
So, you don't see that? That's a no, right? You don't see it?
No, he said he answered the question.
The officer just left. He couldn't identify my number.
With all due respect, object is here. And I would like to put on record, bring to your attention, the second test is not. Due to the fact that on the computer printer does not have my information. That's a fact. If an officer cut his tape right now, I inform him of this. He said he made a mistake. He made a mistake. That ID number is the only way to establish and to prove that it is not my urine specimen. In this case, it is not. Please see the record for 9:47. As I said before, I object to shutting down the tape program after my group have a sidebar with others. Because, as I said, my rights were violated, and the entire hearing must be recorded. The tape cannot be shut off.
No, I guess that's it. We have to get the other tape. But I was objecting to the confidential informant, that I wanted to find out who the confidential informant was. And they came back that there were many, 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 many. And that's the next segment, next episode. I am so happy that you guys got to get a chance to get inside the wall of Greenhaven. This, I hope you guys could hear it. It gave me chills just hearing the doors clanging and the background noise. But this cold bitch wanted to destroy my whole life so my wife gets divorced from me, because I had trailer visits, meaning I get to sleep with my wife inside the wall in a trailer, which was pretty nice because I had a TV, a bedroom, a kitchen, way better than a cell, right? An 8x10. And it had a kid, you know, it had a bathtub. It had a barbecue outside. And this is the continuation. I hope you guys enjoy this. I'm going to get this digitized even better, because I have ones with my father, a bunch. So we're gonna do this in the next episode. Thank you guys, love you, and please tune in next time. All right, this is Punch Approved, Steel in Manhattan. Shout out to Layer Cake New York. Shout out to Harris LaBelle. Shout out to Rezo. Shout out to Mess. If you guys need to record some, if you need some studio time, if you're making albums, if you're doing something, recording tracks, go to the Mess Hall in Harlem. That's heavily sponsored by our circle. And tell them Punch sent you. Yeah, just like that. Yo, Punch sent me. If you're going to their mess hall in Harlem. All right? So mad love to everybody. Yo, my Dallas family, hold it down. Big things popping off 2021. I hope you enjoyed this Greenhaven special. Love you guys. This has been an honorable true crime podcast. Bye-bye. Hey guys, what's going on, man? It's Punch, that's right. And you're listening to my new podcast. Today, Spotify is launching new podcast charts that offer listeners a reliable destination for finding the most popular shows and trends, such as my show, the Punch Approved True Crime Heist Show. This is something that's new and, well, it has a broad range of categories in all different countries. So I think you should also start doing Spotify through Anchor, making it even easier for any established emerging creators to get discovered by new audiences daily. What do you think?